What gets us out of bed in the morning? I met a man Thursday whose brain once kept moving at high speed after his skull had come to an abrupt stop. When we met, he was pushing a shopping cart with empty soda cans and wine bottles, which he figured would get him $6 at the depot. 70 years old, he'd slipped on the ice 3 times already that morning because people on his route hadn't cleared their sidewalks. He couldn't decide between blueberry or cherry Danish at Sally Cafe, so I bought both, and we stepped into rare winter sunshine as he told the story of how he'd come to be where he was. When he got to the part about being in a coma for 6 weeks in Atlanta, a southern drawl introduced itself. After the coma, he spent another 540 days in hospital. They were using him for drug experiments by then, wanted to dissect him for research. His sister, a lawyer in the fancy part of town, finally got him out of there and sued the state of Georgia for $5.6 million. A check will be ready in February, he said, signed by Obama before he leaves office. A check the new guy can't take away from me. That's great, I said. February's not very far away. Just around the corner, he said back. It's just around the corner. Salt water aquarium. Jellyfish press against the glass.